The cartels have your name on it. Just in case. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
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 Gopi Jana Balabha Giribara Dhari.
Gopi Jana Balabha
Jana Balabha Giribada Dhadi.
Gopi Jana Balabha Giribada Dhadi.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana.
Yashodana
Yamuna Chadi.
Yamuna Tira
Chadi. Yamuna Tira Bana Chadi.
Yamuna Tira
Bana Chadi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha
Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi
Hari. Gopi Jana Balabha Giribada Dhadi.
Gopi Jana Balabha Giribada
Dhadi. Gopi Jana Balabha Giribada Dhadi.
Gopi Jana Balabha
Giribada Dhadi. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Dandana.
Yashoda Nandana Braja
Jana Dandana. Chadi.
Yamuna Tira.
Yamuna Tira Vana Chadi.
Yamuna Tira.
Kunjabi Hari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jaya Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivijakacharya Astatara Tatsisi Divine Grace Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Granta Rajshimad Bhagavatam Ki Gora Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 continuing, Canto 10, Chapter 34, one of Krishna's sweet pastimes in Braja. Text 16. Did you read anything from Canto 7, Chapter 1?
No.
You have an assignment. Before tomorrow.
Okay, I will read.
Read something and then share with us some nectar.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you.
I will do that.
Thank you. So text 16. Oh, master of mystic power. Oh, great personality. Oh, lord of the devotees, I surrender to you. Good for him. Please command me as you will, O Supreme God, Lord of all lords of the universe. No BBT commentary, but here's Vishwanath. O Mahayogi, I was a great evil snake devouring your father just now. And now I've attained intelligence and I'm praising you. How inconceivable is your power, your power of your yoga. Oh, Lord of the devotees, Satpati, of Nanda, and other great personalities, Mahapurusha, you saved me from the snake body, and you protect your devotees. This is a display of your immeasurable mercy. Know me, Anu Janihi, to be one of your followers. And Jiva Goswami's commentary. Quote, wherever I reside, I will always desire surrender to you, unquote. That is expressed in this verse. I take shelter of you, Prapanna, Krishna replies, but this is rarely achieved. And Sudarshana says, but you are endowed with unlimited spiritual powers, Maha Yogin, since you are the Supreme Lord, Mahapurusha. Nothing is difficult because you have the power. Particularly, you protect the devotees, Satam Pate. You should fulfill the prediction of the sages. O Krishna, you have given persons like Putana the position of devotees. Therefore, you should fulfill the desire of a person surrendered unto you. That's him, the Sudarshana. You are absorbed in various attractive pastimes, Deva. Delivering a fallen person like me is part of your pastime. Now that I have been successful, please allow me to return to my planet. Krishna, but you desire to go to another planet other than those desired by those who surrender to me? And his reply, all planets are yours. You are the controller of all planets, Sarveshwara. I have been blessed by you, the Antaryami, who gives the results of all action, Ishwara. What can I do in this case? Sanatana Goswami. Oh, Bhagavan, you should fulfill the desire of the surrendered. It was said that the Lord destroys fear for the surrendered. Considering his own surrender, he praises the Lord. The cause of surrender is stated by the various names of the Lord. Now give me permission to leave for my planet. Krishna, you should stay here, engaged in your service.
Oh, Krishna Parabrahman in human form, I have no qualification to stay. As I am a devata, not let's stay in the snake form, but the Vidyadhara form. I'm a devata with a different form from yours. That planet is also yours, Lord of all planets. You also make us enjoy the results of our previous actions. What can I do? Being impelled by you, the giver of karmic results, oh Lord Ishvara, or oh Lord of all controllers of planets like Brahma, I, like Indra, am not qualified to stand in front of you. Next text, 17. Oh, infallible one, I was immediately freed from the Brahmana's punishment simply by seeing you. Because, remember, earlier was not just the touch of his feet, but by seeing him, so now it's anyone who chants your name. Here we go. Bhagavatam is focusing us on, as happens in every single canto, your name purifies all who hear his chanting, as well as himself. How much more beneficial, then, is the touch of your lotus feet? Vishwanath, just by seeing you, I became liberated from the snake body. What then to speak of receiving the touch of your lotus feet? Jiva Goswami, now I have particularly realized your greatness. Just by seeing you, my identity with the snake body disappeared. But by the touch of your feet, the snake form turned into that of a Vidyadhara. Quote, touched directly by your foot, I will make others on my planet successful by that touch. What to speak of myself? Simply by uttering your name even once, without any faith, without fully chanting, it purifies all people immediately. Let's go in Sankirtan. There is no qualification. It purifies all, and there's no consideration of time, since it acts immediately. And even just hearing the name has this effect. This has been my case, Atmanam Eva. Not distinguishing between hearing and chanting shows the greatness of the name. The word cha indicates that even relatives of those who hear and chant get the effect. And being touched by your foot, definitely, I will purify a person even more. When he goes back to his abode, what more can be said? And Sanatana Goswami's commentary. At this time, I have realized your greatness. There's some repetition here. I was immediately freed from the Brahmana's punishment, which is difficult to counteract. You never fall from your greatness, Achyuta. Oh, Krishna, you never leave Gokula. Immediately, I was freed in an excellent manner, just described, from the curse. Even before being touched, I was freed. But by the touch of your foot, I attained good intelligence to attain special bhakti. One should go in front of Brahma and other devotees and glorify the Lord. Last paragraph. Simply by uttering your name even once without any faith, parentheses, since the verb is in the present tense, without fully chanting, it purifies all people immediately. There is no qualification. It purifies all. And there's no consideration of time since it acts immediately. And even just hearing the name has this effect. This has been my case, Atmanam Eva. Not distinguishing between hearing and chanting shows the greatness of the name. The word cha indicates that even relatives of those who hear and chant get the effect. And not just relatives, but whoever hears. That's the end. There's more commentary on this particular verse, which will continue, I guess. When? You won't Monday? No?
Yeah, we can go Monday.
No, I'm going to leave. So stay tuned for coming attractions. I guess it'll be Tuesday. The next references are from Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita, because Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is resting upon Srimad Bhagavatam, or the scriptural authority for Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is resting upon Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, he doesn't need scriptural authority, but even Krishna refers to scriptural authority, and so does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We read even Prakashananda Saraswati refers to Bhagavatam verses. Just a little extension on that note. Many of you, maybe all of you, know who is Radhika Raman Prabhu. Radhika Raman Prabhu was one of the two brothers who became PhD scholars at Oxford University, starting from whenever it was, 13. Or something. They got full scholarships when they were teenagers, 13, 14, or whatever it was. So Radhika Raman did his PhD on three verses from Paramatma Sundarbha of Jiva Goswami. So gives you some idea of the richness of the Sundarbhas. Three verses. So makes it a PhD thesis. Naturally, he became involved in Jiva Goswami's life and his writings and the Sundarbhas and everything. So I heard a recording of a lecture that he gave on Jiva Goswami's Sundarbhas, and I listened to it multiple times because it was filled with insights. And here's one of them. Like any great acharya, they receive authority for their work from predecessors. So Jiva Goswami's authority was Rupa Goswami, his uncle and Diksha Guru. And Rupa Goswami received his authority directly from Lord Chaitanya. So two things. Any great acharya wants to establish in their writings the superiority of their line of teachings. It's natural. And so to do that, Jiva Goswami had the following strategy. Three-part strategy, really simple. One, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the greatest authority. Two, the teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are identical. Three, therefore the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are the best authority. Mm-hmm. And if you ever have some time for careful study after you've thoroughly read Prabhupada's books, you want to understand that first one. It's in a nutshell presented to super scholars. It's called the Pramana Khanda. Pramana means evidence or proof. Khanda is section. So it's Pramana Khanda section of the first of the six Sandarbhas, Tattva Sandarbha. That's what he does. He goes through step by step establishing Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest authority for anything, but specifically for understanding transcendence, or specifically understanding Krishna. There isn't a better authority for understanding transcendence than Srimad Bhagavatam, and it's very compact. It's not, but all of his writing is very compact. And another thing that Radhakrishnan shared in this introduction to the Sandarbhas is Jiva Goswami's audience was a quality of scholars that don't exist today. The scholarship of his time, which was only 500 years ago, their nature was, he only had to say 2-3 words and they would know immediately what the reference was. You didn't have to give, you know, what we have to do when we explain things to people. Because they were, and it wasn't like everybody, but it was the scholars. So his language is like really high. Like Bhaktisiddhanta's language is really high. Bhaktisiddhanta, in his commentary on Brahma Samhita, which is a BBT publication, it's English of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bengali of Jiva Goswami's Sanskrit. And Jiva Goswami's writing is high. So how to access high when you're not high? So Baladev Vidyabhusan wrote commentary on the Sandarbhas, or at least, to my knowledge, at least, to Tattva Sandarbha. So, as the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are the highest, because it's rooted in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, rooted in the highest pramana, or scriptural evidence, or evidence of any kind. Regularly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would make reference to Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, there's multiple purposes. One of the qualifications of Krishna is that by one thing he's achieving multiple things. It's one of his qualities described in Nectar of Devotion. So with this pastime, Krishna's achieving multiple things. He's teaching a lesson to not only the residents of Braja, but to all the pilgrims. He's again displaying second purpose. He's again displaying his Aishwarya, opulence, and then pulls it back by having the Vidyadhara speak. He's liberating the Vidyadhara from the curse of the Brahmanas, which is not easy, because Krishna upholds the words of the Brahmanas, but there was also some indication that they would be blessed. he, Sudarshan, would be blessed. For you know, in a situation like Narada blessed the two brothers, Nalukuvera and Manigriva, that they would become trees, but then they would be delivered by Krishna. So Krishna upheld the words of Narada. He didn't violate the words of Narada. Krishna didn't violate the words of the Angira or Angirasa's followers, sadhus. He upheld. But his nature is he's very kind. And another is he's having the Vidyadhara speak one of the main messages that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drew from. That is, simply the chanting of the holy name. It's right there. You know, in one sense, buried in 10th canto, chapter 34, but it's the scriptural authority for not only his teachings, but his gift. And the gift not just only of purification, the gift of Braja Prem. That's Lord Chaitanya's gift. Krishna Prema Pradayate. It's all there. It's all there in Srimad Bhagavatam. One more thing, and let's see if there's some discussion. In the book that, I forget its name, the book that Bhakti Vikas Swami wrote, one of his books, on the life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there's a reference given by one of his followers that says as follows. Bhaktisiddhanta regularly gave the glorification of the Yuga Dharma, Harir Nama, etc. However, Bhaktisiddhanta was not known as a super excellent kirtanir. Although he spoke that verse, he was noted for being a super excellent speaker of the Bhagavatam. And so Bhaktisiddhanta explained that the chanting of Krishna's holy name is honoring the swarup. The name and the form are the same. But we don't worship Krishna alone, we worship Krishna with Radha, and therefore we should understand that Hari Katha is the swarup shakti of the Supreme Lord. So the chanting of the holy name goes together with Hari Katha, not one without the other. Not Harikatha without Kirtan, not Kirtan without Harikatha. And by that method, it's simply confirming what the Bhagavatam says, people can get light in this dark age of Kali. Or as the earlier verses, just by hearing and describing these activities, that in this age, the darkness of this age can be mitigated simply by hearing. That was in Prikshit Maharaj's statement to Sukadeva Goswami about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Just by hearing them, there's cleansing and there's awakening of Krishna consciousness. So the present times we're in, the application point, the present times that we're in, it's wild. And every day it gets wilder and wilder and spinning out of control. It's, let me off. But, you know, we have a service. That shouldn't be the moon. It's easy to take shelter of, let me out of here. But it's more challenging and certainly more effective and more of a service to give us even more impetus for the mission. Prasadam distribution, holy name distribution, book distribution, disseminating the medicine. You know, like all the frontline people and rah-rah. The Sankirtan devotees are the frontline rah-rah people. And it's not just the people that are giving the book or giving the prasad. It's the whole, there's infrastructure needed to do anything. So it helps to have a focus of why we're doing what we're doing. It's not just numbers in books or numbers in money at the prasadam distribution efforts or numbers of plates given to for food for life or something like that. I mean, numbers are not inconsequential, but it's the mood of administering the medicine for this terrible age of Kali. You know, and then the astrologers go through, you know, this is a tough period for the world and this and that and the other thing. And okay. There's a spike in disorder. Now what? What's behind the spike in disorder? It's an opportunity. Not, you know, like, let's get out of here. Let's head for the farms and get away from madness of this unnatural life. That's an option. Maybe some people are going to follow. Some people are following that. I saw an article, someone forwarded the link, where lots of people that used to be this and that, the other thing, that are unemployed, they're now working on farms. In part to have some livelihood, but also like get away from insanity and towards more natural living. So there's different things that are happening for different people. The root is forgetfulness of Krishna, and the medicine is remembrance of Krishna. So whatever devotees in their lives may be doing, here or there, or this person or that group of people or whatever, a focus, root, attentiveness is remind people of Krishna. Whatever we do, it's to help remind people of Krishna. And there are different ways of going about that. And at different times, each of us may go about it in a different way, and that's just fine. But the mission, to be instruments of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to remind people of what they've forgotten. And the means is provided. Sango Sangasta Parshadam. Lord Chaitanya is given the means. And we put our shoulder to the wheel, and the person next to us puts their shoulder to the wheel, and we move forward in tough times, knowing that this is the best thing we can be doing. And you know, it can, the form can be all kinds of different forms. The essence is what's important, not the form is what's important. And Krishna's grace, if that's our meditation, the more that is our meditation, the more focused we are on that meditation, the more Krishna Shakti will be with us as individuals or groups of individuals or temples or societies, etc., promoting that consciousness. This weekend there's a plan to have like a, you know, a mini sadhana boost rah-rah cheerleading experience. So I plan to weave what I just said into, you know, not hammer people, but express that message. It gives a greater service, gives us a greater impetus than salvation. It's a greater happiness. We will get more mercy, and that's going to help us than otherwise, and that's going to help us strengthen our sadhana. Okay, so any discussion in the room, and then we'll do the online part. At least that's how our acharyas are representing, because he had become freed not only from the curse, but all other forms of contamination, and so he naturally, one can say naturally, had some affection for those with whom he had previously been associating, the Vidyadharas. So he wanted to, you know, please send me to Africa. Because I want to help my people. Or even if you're not African, go to Africa to help the African people. Like that. Yeah, in service. Carrying the mood and carrying the bhakti and carrying the message of bhakti and liberating. Yes?
Raja, you spoke about sandarbha being very difficult to understand unless you are at that level.
Well, the way he wrote it is like that. Now, Baladev brought it down a little bit, and Gopi Pranadana brought it down a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's still high. So I've been invited, and I've been wanting to do this for some time. I've been invited to make it like, you know, ISKCON Prabhu friendly. Because Gopi was also writing in a scholarly way, you know, accessible.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, for people who would scrutinize, and, you know, what scholars do, say this and that and the other thing. So he was aware of his audience, and it wasn't for the Hare Krishna Prabhus, exactly. A little high. You have to spend some time to get it.
So if somebody like me is curious or interested in studying, how do we go about, should I approach it or not?
This relates to an earlier question our brahmachari leader asked about, you know, what about bhaktas, should they read these things? And my reply, you know, remember what my reply was. Become thoroughly studied in Prabhupada's books. And at a certain point from reading Prabhupada's books, you'll read. For those interested in such and such subject matter, one should study these literatures. That's in Chaitanya Charitamrita purports. You know, here and there he would say like that.
Okay.
So now, I'm qualifying my answer to your question is first become very conversant, thoroughly conversant in Prabhupada's books. And it's not like you've memorized everything, but thoroughly conversant in Prabhupada's books, rooted in his teachings. And then your question, how to go about studying. Read it again and 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 read it again. Go deeply and do cross-referencing and try to go, you know, just without commitment. Then there's recordings, you know, qualified people have given recordings. Radhika Raman is one. I don't know. I haven't listened to recordings of Gopi Pranadana Prabhu, who probably... But I sat in on a VIAG class where he taught Tattva Sandarbha before his book was published. So he explained it. It's recorded. You can listen to that. And then, you know, having done... This is what I did. And then I gave... a two-part seminar on Tattva Sandarbha. You know, 35 hours each. And it's recorded, and there's PowerPoints, and, you know, lots of cross-referencing, and, you know, taking it to a level of just the Hare Krishna Prabhus sitting in the room with, you know, they're not scholarly Prabhus, they're just like, you know, hey, this sounds interesting. Let me scratch my head a little bit, try to understand it. So those are some resources.
You said something, and then maybe I didn't follow the remaining part of the sentence, but you said you were invited to...
I was invited to write...
Right, okay.
...for the ISKCON General Prabhus.
Okay.
Take Gopi Pranadana's text and bring it down to an accessible level.
Okay, and?
And?
Are you working on it?
Well, here's the approach that I'm taking. It's going to take some time, first of all. In the same way that I spoke Tattva Sandarbha, I spoke on Brahma Samhita, and there's a reason for that. The first Krishna conscious literature that I read was an article by Bhaktisiddhanta in a very old Back to Godhead magazine, 1970. Back to Godhead article. So I was inspired by him, and then I read something that Prabhupada said, all of my disciples should become thoroughly conversed in Bhaktisiddhanta's writing, Brahma Samhita, because it concludes everything, and especially because it is written by my spiritual master. So I said, that's it, I'm going to do it. I love Bhaktisiddhanta, and here's Prabhupada's order. On his order, off I go. So for that also, two parts, 35 hours each, and now it's been transcribed. And I have to go through and edit it so that it's intelligible, because speaking and writing are not the same. So I'm going to do that with Brahma Samhita, and then next comes Tattva Sandarbha, because take those, you know, transcribed and then refine and edit it so that people can understand it. That's the plan.
Thank you.
Going to take some time. Anything else?
Yeah, we have.
She has something.
The canto says it speaks about the complete fearlessness of Prahlad Maharaj. Is it because he's completely not at the bodily level or the mental level? Is that the reason for his fearlessness?
Well, that's at the root of everything. That's at the root of bhakti. Right? You know, Brahmabhuta, prasanatma, na sochati, na kangsati, samaksarvi, mad bhaktim labhate param. So it's at the root of the pure bhakti. And his feeling protection. Now, it doesn't mean that a pure devotee is always going to do what Prahlad Maharaj did, or that a pure devotee is going to do what Ambarish Maharaj did when the fiery demon came racing towards him. It's astounding. They're both Kshatriyas. I mean, Prahlad's a little boy. You know, they have their personality along with I'm not the body, and the feeling of complete protection along with I'm not the body, and their personality. It's personality specific as well as beyond the bodily conception and feeling fully protected. Because even if one is feeling fully protected, one may do all kinds of things. When a fire demon is coming at you. Uttara. She, you know, Krishna. Draupadi, Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. But the fear, we heard, Nanda Maharaj, the fear was separation from Krishna. It wasn't, the fear that we know. So it's personality specific or relationship with Krishna specific. That he exhibited what he exhibited, the fear, the type of fearlessness that he exhibited. Vishwanath, you've probably heard me say this before, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, when Prahlad was tossed off the cliff, Vishnu didn't show. He wanted to see, what's he going to do? Mm-hmm. Will he scream? What's he going to do? And he didn't. He just felt the Lord's protection, so Vishnu came and caught him. And so forth. It's relationship and personality specific. When one exhibits fearlessness, it's going to look different.
So all this personality is Krishna's, like even Rukmini when she was, I was reading Rukmini when she was about to get in, Krishna comes for a little late, he wanted to test even Rukmini whether she really thinks about me. So all these personalities Krishna is testing till the end. So what are the chances that
you? The chance, it's in your hand. The chance is in your hand. And Krishna knows ahead of time. Not like he didn't know what Rukmini is going to, what her heart is, or Prahlad, etc. Examining doesn't mean he doesn't already know. He already knows. It did. So it's in your hand. Each of us, not just you.
Also, like Krishna says, Arjuna, do not fear. You're born in mode of goodness. So these things. That means if we don't go through Garbhadhan Sanskara.
If we don't what?
If we are not going through that Garbhadhan, the.
Yeah.
We have no chances are very less. I mean,
we have what?
Our chances of being in that mode of goodness are less.
I mean, as a mother or father? Is that what you're speaking about specifically?
Not just as a person.
As a person.
Like our parents may not have gone through that.
Not may not. We know they have not. So, what's help me with the question? What's the question?
Her question is, what are the chances we have? Because Arjuna and Krishna...
Well, what's the chance I have? You know, what's the chance of any living entity in this age of Kali? And, you know, the chance is effort and mercy. That's the chance. And there's lots of mercy and lots of effort, and then... The chance is 100%. It's not preconditioned.
Maharaj, we have to follow up on what her question. We know all this philosophy and everything, but we are not to that personality level or moving in that direction because of the faith. Is that?
Well, boiling it down to something simple. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur speaks like that. The stages of bhakti are simply descriptions of stages of faith.
Okay.
All nine. Faith, 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 faith. That's one way of looking at it. There's different ways of looking at it. That's one way. So, Yeah. Not insufficient faith. And you could say other things, bad association, and like we were reading yesterday evening, where Drona and Dara, being anksas or partial expansions of Nanda and Yashoda, they naturally had spontaneous parental affection. And living in the heavenly realm through association of the heavenly denizens and different sages that were in the heavenly realm, they moved, being more influenced by the Aishvarya feature of the Lord. But they wanted to regain. Mm. So there's different factors. Association is one of them. Intention behind our activity is another. So there's different factors. You can boil it down and say, well, those are just descriptions of kinds of faith. There's different ways of describing. Online.
Yeah, we have quite a few questions. We have two questions from Amol Prabhu.
Mm-hmm.
First one, the Acharyas and Goswamis give a lot of additional information and sometimes dialogues that are not in the actual verses.
Correct.
How did they access the additional realizations?
Krishna's mercy. Disclosure from Krishna.
Second question. Many books, such as the translations of the commentaries by the Acharyas, are published by independent publishers and difficult to find later. Why doesn't the BBT publish all of these and keep them in print?
BBT has a policy. The Bhaktivedanta Book Trust is for Bhaktivedanta writings. That's why. It's their policy.
We have two questions from Satish Bhatnagar. First one, how do we explain chant and be happy to a five-year-old?
Ask a parent that has a five-year-old how to explain to a five-year-old. And I think it depends on the five-year-old as well. You know, different personalities and different spiritual levels by nature, by past life. But ask parents that question, because they'll have some insight.
And the second question from him. When we pray for service, are we in essence praying for just a change in consciousness, as there is work always, be it household or something else?
Yes. And the change of consciousness is, who is to be pleased by this? Because we have, when we're serving constitutionally, we're serving someone. We're serving our, I mean, one mother, devotee, shared in an open forum, I struggle really hard with cooking for Krishna. And I was like, what? And then she explained, because for so many years I've been cooking for my family. And now it's cook for Krishna. And, you know, that means she's really trying, not just, you know, cosmetically or superficially. She's striving to do what she does in her household life as a mother and housewife to do for Krishna. And it's not easy because there's other mindsets going on for a long time. So the pray for service is who is to be pleased, not yet the changing the activity. And now I don't have to cook for my family anymore. I'll just go to the deity room and cook for Krishna. That's not what it means.
Next question is from Vishalaksha Prabhu.
Mm.
What are the steps that I shall take to hear properly and absorb the essence of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam to apply in my daily life as a service to Guru?
Steps that I should take. The most important step is connected to this previous question, and that is the purpose to be achieved by trying to, the steps is to remind yourself and be in association of those who are mindful of doing this for the pleasure of Krishna. And the pleasure of Guru indicates the pleasure of Krishna, so let me do it for the pleasure of Krishna, because that's pleasing to Guru and Krishna.
Next question is from Prakash Narayan Govinda Prabhu. He asks, is sacrifice the constitution of a soul? So specifically, there is an aspect of self-sacrifice in choosing to the mission of getting out of here. Is it more pleasing to Krishna if we sacrifice for the mission than making sure we go back to Godhead?
The answer to that question is, everything depends upon one's level of consciousness to answer that question. So in the beginning stage, this is now Prabhupada saying, Lord Chaitanya's teaching, Mama Janmani Jamani Shri Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaita Kitwayi, is an advanced stage. And in our early stages, wanting to go back to Godhead is very good. And as one becomes more advanced and closer to back to Godhead, then just being in Krishna's service anywhere he wants me to go is appropriate. And that's, you know, certainly that's more pleasing to Krishna. Maybe we can connect that with the Vidyadhara saying, I want to go back to Vidyadhara Loka. So we can go on the Sankirtan mission for Lord Chaitanya. But then, you know, there's different moods. Prahlad says, you know, you tell me whatever you want. Dhruva's was, I could have gone with him, but because I wanted the stupid kingdom, now I have to take the stupid kingdom for whatever, 60,000 years or something. So there are different moods depending upon one's position of elevation of consciousness. Yeah.
We have three questions from Uttam Vakta Prabhu.
He's just the bell.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam became sweeter after Shukadeva Goswami recited it. When other pure devotees recite it, does it become even sweeter?
I guess it depends on who the pure devotees are. Because Vyasadeva was certainly a pure devotee, but Shukadeva is in a very special position. It's said that he is the parent of Radharani. So, some places in some Puranas it speaks like that. That's pretty sweet. How are you going to surpass that? But those that are in the mood of the servant of the servant of the servant, then their speaking may also be superlatively sweet. Like we hear Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, his gift from Lord Chaitanya was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, and he sang it in three different melodies. Or Gadadhar Pandit, he recited Srimad Bhagavatam in such a sweet way. So, depends. Next
question. Besides understanding and the cultivation of love while studying Srimad Bhagavatam, What other things should be kept in mind?
I don't understand the question. Do you understand the question?
So besides the understanding and cultivation of love, the purpose of reading Srimad Bhagavatam is to cultivate love for the Lord. Is there anything else we should be...
Well, that's the point of the spear, and then there's so many other things. That's the shaft of the spear. You know, recognize, for example, recognizing different audiences in the world today. They're going to be interested in this and that and the other thing. And so attend to the message of Srimad Bhagavatam so that the different audiences that are maybe attracted to this and that and the other thing may become attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam. So in other words, there are different services that one can be considering. You can say that's a subset of love of Godhead. You know, but carrying forward the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remind people of Krishna through that medium. And so what's going to be effective ways to do that, given the audiences, and different audiences are going to have different interests. So there's an example of, in addition to.
Next question. I always wonder what makes the gopis' rasa greater than that of Yashoda. Both have amazing intimacy. Can you kindly help?
There's chapters 29 through 33 have the answer. But in short, it's the intensity of selflessness of their love. It's not to say mothers are selfish or that Yashoda is somewhat selfish, less than the gopis. It's just the superlative selflessness of the gopis. And there's different examples that are pointed to in those chapters.
Next one is from Amara Devadasi. If I want to do something for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna, but I'm not able to do it due to my own weaknesses, how can I overcome those weaknesses?
Be patient and cultivate bhakti so you have more strength, so you can overcome your weaknesses. Like Prabhupada spoke like that repeatedly about himself. Given this order, Bhakti Siddhanta, I felt not qualified. And then later he said, better late than never. You know, lifetime of preparation. But he didn't forget the instruction. And then finally he just kind of got pushed out the door by Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and so he went.
Next question is from Sarawati. Right now there is a movement for change fighting for Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
The youth all across America are particularly vocal for the need for racism to end and in Indian communities. And in Indian communities especially, there is a calling to end the racism that is prevalent in the culture. But the youth feels that the "we are not this body" approach of ISKCON is an easy way to get out of getting involved in these social issues. What are your thoughts?
You know, ignorance prevails. And the antidote for ignorance is knowledge. So if one makes any kind of cause minus addressing ignorance, then it'll be another ignorance replacing the previous ignorance. It's only, you know, it's guaranteed. Because the people, let's suppose that those who are appealing for equality prevail. It's not going to happen. But supposing it did, but there isn't an understanding of "I'm not the body." Guess what? It'll come back again. But it's the age of Kali, so it's not going to happen anyways. Because of ignorance. And that's what the personality of Kali dances upon, is the ignorance of people. So those that know better, that is, those that have some education in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not like, you know, we don't agree or don't speak up about causes. Yet there are devotees today who are speaking up. And not just black people or young people, it's all kinds of people, devotees. But it has to be rooted in knowledge and the other qualities that go along with knowledge, like compassion. If protest in an angry mood is the instrument, it's just going to lead to more of the same. So what's protest with compassion look like? That's what devotees do. They can speak up. Devotees are speaking up. And it's knowledge with compassion, not, you know, anger and violence. It's just a different mode. And which, so it's going to prevail. The other isn't. The other's going to produce more of the same. That's my position. So, you know, someone can throw rotten tomatoes at me and say, oh, you're part of this old school that's stodgy and you're never going to make change. Okay.
And one more question. This one's from Rupa Vilasprabhu. In the case of cooking for Krishna, we have choices in menu. We have some devotees with diet restrictions, and we feel the need to please these devotees by cooking for their diets. So the mood to cook for devotees is to cook for Krishna?
Yes. Thank you. That's very brilliant. That's it. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.